A question I commonly get is, do we need to continue to control psyllids since HLB is so widespread? Growers are looking for ways to cut cost. They're spending more money on things such as improved nutritional programs while the yields are going down. Today we showed a couple of examples of proof that psyllid control is important and does have a benefit. There's examples, laboratory-based studies that showed that psyllid reinoculation of plants makes the plants die quicker. We had showed some results from work from Phil Stansley from the field studies that showed controlling psyllids over a four-year period had an economic benefit. It increased yields and also increased profitability. And there's also been additional studies with the CHIMA program showing where you have an actively working CHIMA, the gross profit margins are much higher in those CHIMAs compared to adjacent areas. So all the evidence suggests that controlling psyllids is important if growers want to stay in business.
Let's talk about when is the best time to control the psyllids.
A question I commonly get from growers is, when is the best time to control psyllids? Is there a time of year when psyllid control is more important than others? We heard a presentation from Brazil where they showed that HLB spread is much lower in the northern part of the country compared to the south, and it has to do with temperature. In Brazil, once the temperatures get above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, the pathogen doesn't survive as well. The citrus trees also, the leaves harden off much faster, so there's two things that are helping to slow the spread of HLB in northern Brazil. However, if you look at southern Brazil, there is much more HLB spread because environmental conditions are more suited for spread, lower temperatures and more flush. In Florida, the situation is really more similar to what they've seen in southern Brazil. We have lower average summertime temperatures. We average about 92 degrees Fahrenheit, which is still okay for the bacterium. And we are a very subtropical climate, lots of rainfall, lots of flush. So really, we have problems year-round with psyllids. Our recommendations for citrus growers are to target psyllids when they're at their lowest population level. So it really means targeting the adult stage of the psyllid. So the winter dormant sprays, we've been doing that for a long time. Those remain an important time to control psyllids. Also, focusing sprays just prior to bud break or bloom will also be important times. Again, trying to control the psyllids before we get new leaf growth that allows psyllids to reproduce.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.